Hi, George.
Yes, sir.
This is Austin in Hermosa Beach.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about things that go bump in the night tonight, I thought I'd share a little story with you that involved a former guest of yours.
Ah.
You may remember a couple of years ago you had a guy on named Peter Gatilla who was telling you the story of Dorothy Izott.
Yes, I remember that.
Who'd photographed lots of UFOs.
Yes.
Peter and I met when we were the first week of high school, when we were freshmen. And we used to spend a lot of our weekends as kids camping out in the Whittier Hills looking for UFOs. And so far I can't tell you that we ever found any or they found us, or at least hope that's the case.
Right.
Neither one of us have any memory of it. But after Peter and I graduated high school, I bought my first car, which was a little 59 Renault Dauphine. I don't know if you remember those. They were kind of the French idea of the Volkswagen Beetle. They had four doors and a rear engine. Small, very small car.
When did the French Le Car come out? Was that after that?
That was after. That was later.
Okay. That one I remember.
Yeah. No, this was 59 when these.
All right. Came out.
And we graduated, Peter and I graduated high school in 62, so it was a three-year-old car when I got it. Anyway, I used to, being a crazy 17-year-old, I used to drive this thing like it was a Porsche, which it wasn't. It wasn't really very stable, but anyway, one night we're out driving around, he and I. We didn't have much to do in those days, and just driving was kind of our entertainment. And Peter made some comment about my crazy driving and then said, well, you know, Austin, I'd rather be with you if you got into an accident than hear about it, you know, the morning after. Well, later that night, Peter said, you know, why don't we take a drive out to Sleepy Hollow? I said, well, where's that? He says, well, it's a place out in Brea. It's off of Carbon Canyon Boulevard. And here, I'll just tell you how to get there. So we're going down Carbon Canyon Boulevard. He says, there's a dirt road off here to the side. Just make a right turn on that and follow the very narrow dirt road up the hill. And, I mean, the two cars couldn't pass on this road. It was just a bunch of little shacks
right
in there. And we get up to the top, and the road kind of jogs to the left, and it comes into this clearing. It's just a square area, maybe 100 feet each way. And I said, this is it? This is what we drove all the way out here for? And he said, well, you know, gas is cheap, and we have nothing to do. And I said, well, great, okay, so this is sleepy. Let's go home. So I took him home. That was the end of that. The next night, I'm out driving around with another buddy of mine. And we have nothing to do. And I said, well, let's drive out to Sleepy Hollow. So I take him back to this same stupid, idiotic place on this dirt road up at the top of this hill. And as we pull up to the top of the hill and we take the jog to the left into the clearing, suddenly, right in front of us, is a 1939 Cadillac hearse sitting there. And there's a guy behind the wheel who looks exactly like the Phantom of the Opera. It took 3 seconds to turn that Renault Dauphine around on a dime, and we went flying down that hill and got back to the main paved road. I jumped out, popped the front of the trunk, got out the tire iron. I said to my friend, let's go back and take a closer look.
Boy, were you bold or what?
We were crazy. We drive back up this little straight, not a bend in it, this little stupid dirt road you couldn't pass anything on. We get back up to the top of the hill. There's nothing there. And there's no way in and out.
There's no way in or out.
We went in and out. We get out of the car, we're walking around in the headlights, and I'm looking for even some tracks. The only thing I can see are the tracks of my Renault that just spun around in the dirt. So,
is there a myth out that way or anything?
What's that?
Is there a myth or some kind of legend out there?
Not that I know of. I'm not familiar with anything. So, this is like midnight, okay?
Yeah.
We said, let's go get Peter. So we drive over back to La Habra, and we rap on his bedroom window. He's already in bed. We drag him out of bed, and we say, you got to go see what we saw. And we drag him back up there. Well, my other friend, Cam, he said, no, drop me off at home on the way. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm too tired. So we dropped him off. Now it's just Peter and I. We drive back out there. We go back up the dirt road. We come to the top. It's still nothing there. We get out. We walk around. No sign of any tracks. And he's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But, of course, Cam saw everything that I saw, too. So we start to get back in the car, and Peter looks at me and he says, maybe it was an omen about your driving. I said, oh, come on, yeah, Omen, Omen.
Yeah.
Get back in the car, we go hauling down the hill, we get back onto Carbon Canyon Boulevard, we're racing down the road, and all of a sudden we're going along 55, 60 miles an hour, and we hit this turn. And the turn is one of those, you know, subtle things. It doesn't turn too sharp at first, but then all of a sudden it hooks. The car goes off into the soft shoulder, I hit the brake, I try to turn, we flip.
Oh.
Car rolls three times. Oh. Both windshields pop out.
No seatbelts in those days.
Seatbelts. Huh? Peter and I are on top of each other in the middle of the car. We pull it. We get up. We climb out of the back of the car. There's gasoline all over the highway. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe it was an omen about my driving.
It was an omen. And you're lucky both of you are okay. We know Peter's okay.
Yeah, he's still okay.
All right. Hey, great story.
Okay.
Thanks.